If that be so, that you gave me the answers that you gave me, then why are you trying to be like somebody else? If that be so, and you tied your name with a child of God, second and third, because you gave me your name first, and I didn't ask you your name, I asked you who were you. So you name all these things, name the sport you play, and then say, I'm a child of God. Seek ye first the who? The kingdom of God. So who are you? Who are you? I'm the child of the Most High God. I was made in his image and after his likeness. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I am healed, set free, and delivered. Amen? So there's no more you being like somebody else if you just said you're a child of God. Because if you're a child of God, then you represent the Most High. You're a representation of who he is. So when you get out of character, then are you still a child of God? Y'all need to talk to me. Y'all in class right now. If you get out of character, quiet down just a little bit because I want to see faces and all this right here. They got these shield masks on and all this. So if you got a shield mask on, you need to talk through the shield. I need to hear you. So if you get out of character, are you still a child of God? Somebody talk to me. Okay, this section right here, talk to me. Give me a yes or no. Some of y'all saying yes, some of y'all saying no. So if you still a child of God when you get out of character, raise your hand. If you still a child of God after getting out of character, raise your hand. So for the ones that got their hands down, what are you? If you get out of character, what are you? Because the last time I read the word, you know what I mean? Last time I read the word, it did not take away of me being a child of God because I bumped my toe or because I rolled my eyes at you. What I needed to recognize, I made a mistake and get back right with the Father. But that did not keep me from being the child of God, right? But I tell you what, it could hurt your walk as a child of God. Because the more you do that, then you become what you do. Amen? And then you get caught up so much, then it becomes a behavior. Now you are acting out being like somebody else instead of standing out and not fitting in. If my boys be like everybody else all the time, then are they a reflection unto me? No. But are they still my boys? I don't care if they go and do the unthinkable. They mine. I just need to reposition myself because I may not been showing them what they need. Amen? I need to make sure AJ is going in the right direction in order for me to get their attention, in order for them to not just travel like that. But that does not change the fact, Tyrone, that they are mine. And on top of that, being that they are mine, there ain't no devil, demon in hell that's going to take over their life. So who are you? Because when you understand that you're a child of God, you're not going to just do anything, say anything, act any kind of way, because you guys just told me you're a child of God. Amen? So we're going to stand out and never fit in. I invited you guys here for a reason and a purpose. And that reason and a purpose is I have found out something. That if we don't have mentors, if we don't have people that we can look up to, if we don't have people that we can talk to, converse, or even express what's on our heart and our mind, then we're traveling down a dangerous road. God never created you to figure it out on your own. He ain't never created me to figure it out on my own. That's why I go to the Word of God or I go to my mentors. There's no way I'm going to have a troubled heart, a troubled mind, a troubled spirit, and then I know the man of God is in my life. There's no way. So I brought you guys here to encourage you that you're never alone. You never had to do business alone. You never had to be a teenager alone. You never had to face dark times alone. Jalen, you are so special that you was created to stand out. Do you not think the enemy trying to come and get you and attack you? Do you think that it was a coincidence that you met AJ? I dare not let the enemy have you. That's why I invited you. No matter how good life looked like it's going, we always need jumper cables. We always need boosters. You guys just don't know. And I'm going to tell you why you're here. You just don't know, little Doug. You guys just don't know. Jay, y'all just don't know. Just by y'all being right here, what it done and what it's doing for me. Y'all thinking I'm coming at you, but you guys just came at me to encourage me in the Lord to be so much stronger. Together we win. The Bible say iron sharpens iron. So with that said, parents, what are you saying to your kids to empower them? Because if you calling them the opposite of what they just already received, who they are, then something is wrong. No matter how much they get out of line. Amen? Amen? Here to empower you. Here to empower you. You have a small window. Small window. Small window. Small window. Watch this. Jamel, real quick. Jai, come here. Okay, come here. Real quick. I got to get the boss on these scriptures because she's going to read today. Last time I got into the message and she didn't get a chance to do her thing. She's going to do it today. She's going to do it today. All right. This is my oldest, Jamel.
Well, I'd just like to give a testimony about my dad, and I'll talk about how he had two back surgeries. I thought the devil was going to take my daddy from me, bro. All the pain he was in. Every day you see him crying, laying down, can't do nothing about it. And look at him now, standing up here tall, being strong. He just helped me out a lot, bro. I've been through a lot of dark days in my life, bro. He helped me through everything. He makes sure I'm good. He always checking up on me. Even when I don't feel like talking, he just makes sure I'm good in the head and everything. And I love him, man.
It's my other one, the mini me.
I just want to thank you, Dad, for being in my life. You know, you helped me through a lot. Attitudes, then my mom, your back. He helped me out a lot. And if y'all don't learn nothing, they learn to like be there for y'all parents, cause they be there with y'all through every step of the way. And I thank him for doing that. Another thing, he liked to teach a lot, you know. He oversee everything. We had a conversation about this the other day. I was trying to go hoop. He said, bro, I can't go do it because football season. And before football season started, I rolled my ankle. And he been with me every step. I had hip problem. I should be out for 8 weeks. I was only out for like a week. I had AAU this summer. Last game, I sprained my ankle. Supposed to be out 2-3 weeks. I was off crutches the first day. He helped me through it. He pushed me through it. Even when I'm hurting, tired, because I got practice every day, basketball, football, anything. He pushed me through. He told me I gotta go. My team need me, and I need to be there. And I just want to thank you for that.
Step. Princess. I'm having a moment, guys. Is that okay?
I don't know what to say. Talk about you.